with an emphasis on the global. And I like to think that we here will become a little more global. I was pleased to hear people from the Indian Ocean, to know there are people here from okay. I don't know why this is happening. So I'm pleased to know that there are people here from places where we do not assume that the African diaspora is, like Chile, like the Reunion in the Indian Ocean. I wonder where the people are from South Asia, where people are from the Persian Gulf, because there are African descendants in all those places. Where's Melanesia? I haven't found anybody from Melanesia here. Professor Kofi Anyidoho began by saying that we should begin by thinking about the ancestors. And when I think about the global African diaspora, I think about my intellectual ancestors, beginning with Zora Neale Hurston, anthropologist who did research in Haiti and Jamaica and the United States, and who said, "I'm not part of the sobbing school of Negrohood." So, nor am I. And I therefore put the emphasis rather on contributions and continuities rather than on victimization. And so I think that we can't know what we're really talking about unless we think about the contributions of people of African ancestry, thank you, Professor Anyidoho, for that expression, to the creation of the Atlantic world and to global civilization. I mean, if we in general don't know what Africans contributed to the Atlantic world, therefore we don't know our history. We need to know that the Americas, presumably a European creation, the majority of the people in the Americas for the majority of the time were African, not European. So how is it a European creation if they weren't there? We need to know about the African transfer of technology from Africa to the Americas that developed the Americas. So there are a whole lot of basic realities that we don't know. Joseph Kiziobo from Burkina Faso said Africa's like Osiris. It's been cut into pieces and scattered around the earth. He was talking about colonization. I look at the African diaspora as that Africa scattered over the earth. Nicolas Guillen from Cuba said, "Without knowing each other, we will recognize each other." Well, I think if we have a perspective, we can. And very importantly, I think, and this gets to what I hope we will do next time we meet, Marcus Garvey, you probably think of Bob Marley, and that's true too, but Marcus Garvey said, "We must emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. Others can free our bodies. None but ourselves can free the mind." And I think that was spoken about here, the fact that we haven't freed ourselves. So my suggestion is that the next time we meet in New York, an emphasis be on education and culture. Some people have said we need access to education. We need access to accurate education. We have been miseducated. Carter G. Woodson told us that in 1933. It continues. You cannot miseducate.